Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story.
100.3 The Sounds on the California's Classic Rock. And the story is supported by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. So David Bowie was a big fan of Lou Reed. They became friends. Bowie offered to put together an album, which became Transformer. One of the songs was Walk on the Wild Side. Well, Bowie was much for producing, much for giving orders, for being inventive, and then splitting. So the actual song itself, Walk on the Wild Side, was mixed, if not produced, by Ken Scott, who'd worked with David Bowie extensively and with the Beatles and Jeff Beck, among many others. And one of the distinctive things about the song, besides the double bass, an electric and an acoustic bass, that the session man got paid twice for, the singers in the background. And I was talking with Ken about how exactly when he was mixing Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side, the girls suddenly appeared.
When it came to mixing, David hated to be around. So he was on at the Queen Elizabeth going from Southampton to New York when we mixed the album. Mm-hmm. And I just thought you could only hear that particular line so many times. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with something to make it slightly different. And, well, it might be cool if they do that. Lou heard it. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's good. It's stuck.
It's good. It's stuck. And that's a story. Do-do, do-do, do-do.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says...